Let's continue to journey towards your purpose. Hello mga katambay! Welcome to Tambayan with Coach Lep, and this is your host, Philip Sumera. I am a motivational speaker, a life coach, and a preacher or a feast builder. This show is powered by the Abundance Network. Let me start by saying thank you for listening, for being here today and hanging out with me dito sa Tambayan. Ito ang iyong tambayan na siguradong meron kang matututunan. Maraming salamat guys for hanging out with me last episode. Sinimulan na natin ang pagiging specific sa pag-journey or alamin ang iyong life purpose. We started our journey with a specific direction. Yun yung ginawa natin last episode. You know what? It's good to be specific. It's good to be specific dahil mas nagiging klaro kung specific. At kung klaro ang dapat mong gawin, you get to reach your goals. At ngayon, ang goal natin is your life purpose. Quick recap lang tayo since magkadugtong ang last episode natin and this current episode. Sabi natin na it's good to identify our childhood influences. It helps us to see kung sino ang nakaka-influence sa atin and also kung bakit nga ba ganito rin ang ating behavior, ang ating perspective, and even our decision making. We also talk about roles. We said that we do roles and play it on how we believe it should be played. Maaaring kung paano natin ito nakita sa iba or kung paano tayo na-influence ng iba. Pero may mga roles din na maaaring hindi nakakatulong sa atin na kailangan na nating baguhin. Dahil nga dito na hindi na ito nakakatulong, ay actually hindi na tayo nagiging authentic rin sa ating sarili. Hindi ka nagiging totoo. Kaya one way or another, you lose your purpose in life. Ngayon naman, ipagpatuloy natin ang ating journey. Again, I am asking for your cooperation and your commitment to this journey. Please, wag mo kong iiwan, okay? I am here for you. I'll be your coach. I'll be your guide. So, let's do this. Ready ka na ba, katambay? Then, let's begin. Today, pag-uusapan naman natin ang tungkol sa personality. So, ang unang tanong ay bakit natin kailangang malaman ang personality type natin in identifying our purpose. Alam mo, katambay, kasi knowing your personality could give you more clarity about your purpose. The more that you get to know kung sino ka, the more that you see what you need to do sa buhay mo. Para maging malinaw pa ito, let me share to you some benefits kapag nalaman mo na ang personality type mo. One benefit is you would know your preference. You get to know kung ano ang gusto mo or ano ang ayaw mo. At napaka-importante yan as you pursue to know your life purpose. Diba minsan kapag tumatambay ang tropa na pag-uusapan ang mga preferences natin towards the opposite sex, diba? So ano nga ba ang type mo? Yan ang ibig kong sabihin dito. Ano nga ba ang preference mo sa ibang, sa kanya, sa mga babae o sa mga lalaki? Yan. Let me give you an example naman. Nag-a-apply ka ng trabaho. Tapos, alam mo ang personality mo. Ikaw ay, for example, isang introvert. At habang nag-scroll ka ng list ng trabaho, napansin mo ang work na call center. Gusto mo sanang itry dahil ang dami mong mga kaibigan na nandoon na yun yung trabaho and they're successful in their life. Kaya gusto mo rin sanang subukan, kaya lang may pumipigil sa iyo. Kasi alam mo na hindi mo strength ang makipag-usap sa ibang tao. Hindi mo strength ang sales. Alam mo na you're just the quiet type and that you just want to work at the background. Yung walang exposure. Dahil alam mo sa sarili mo na yun ang personality mo. Kaya anong gagawin mo? You will look for work na less ang interaction. Alright? Nagets mo ba? Example lang po ito ha. Disclaimer, kasi may mga introvert akong kaibigan na ang gagaling nilang makipag-usap sa ibang tao. May mga fist builder nga actually na ginoon, no? Now, going back to my example, dahil alam mo ang personality mo, you get to choose better. You could easily decide, nakakatulong ito to find the right career for you also. Now, another benefit is as you get to know your personality type, it could help you to avoid conflict. Dahil clear sa iyo kung ano ang gusto mo or hindi mo gusto, you get to avoid conflicts. Kasi nga, you get to decide better. You improve on your decision making. Tapos kung lalo rin sa iyo yung personality type ng ibang tao, you get to understand them better. You get to know them more at mas naiintindihan mo ngayon kung bakit ganun sila, ganun yung pamamaraan nila, ganun yung ways nila. You now appreciate diversity. You also get to bring out the best in others dahil nga mas kilala mo na sila. You get to know more their potential and their strength. Also, you get to understand your feelings and your emotions since kilala mo ang sarili mo. You get to know how to react and deal with it. So talagang importante ang malaman ang iyong personality type. And there's a lot of personality test na pwede mong i-take. Baka kasi nagtatanong kayo, okay, paano ko po malalaman? May mga test po na pwede kayong i-take. I use the MBTI in helping my clients to know their purpose. Yun po yung ginagamit ko, no? And at the same time, I also share to them their archetypes. Ito naman yung core ng personality, no? So, katambay, if you're interested to really know your personality type, message me and book me for a coaching session. I'll be happy to explain it sa'yo and for us to discover your personality type. Alright? Now, let's move on to another factor that will help you in knowing your purpose. And this is your passion. In life, there are things that we just absolutely love to do. There are things that we feel drawn to it, right? May mga activities na we lose track of time and we put all our efforts into it. You don't easily get tired when you're doing this because you're so passionate with what you're doing. Passion is defined as an intense desire or enthusiasm for something. Listen, katambay, while we're in this journey towards your purpose, it's important to look for the things that ignite your fire. Now, what I'm going to do is to share to you 5 key elements in igniting your fire. So I need you to listen attentively to this. Let's begin. First is childhood wonder. You see, katambay, your childhood wonders existed before you even develop filters due to the influence of others and the limiting beliefs you develop as you grew up. Kadalasan itong mga gusto mo nung bata ka pa were lost along the way dahil you were told na hindi yan practical, hindi yan realistic, wag na lang yan, imposible lang, imposible naman yan. Orang madalas pa nga na sinasabi ay, walang pera dyan, kaya wag na lang yan. Oftentimes, you were not even given the chance to explore your interests. Sad, no? Ang sad lalo dahil minsan hindi na nagiging appealing sa iyo ang mga bagay na ito na para bang nawala na yung excitement mo. Diba? Kasi nga sa dami ng feedback, ang dami ng nasabi sa'yo, eh mas pinakinggan mo na yon, nakakalimutan mo na yung mga bagay na yon. What we will do now, katambay, is to identify again these things. For these passions from your childhood could still be lingering, and ang gagawin natin is to rekindle that flame. So gaya po sa previous episode, I need you to take your time, Katambay, in answering these questions. So feel free to pause muna this show so you could answer the question that I will give you. So ready na ba ang iyong pen and paper? If it's ready, then let's begin. First question. When you were a child, what is it that you wanted to do when you grow up? Yan, ano yung gusto mo na gawin? Nung bata ka pa, ano yung pinapangarap mo, no? Next question, in the past, as a child, ha? What activities do you like? Ano yung mga activities na gustong-gusto mong ginagawa? Alright? List it down and also put there why you like it. And the last question, which of these past interests do you feel drawn to? Dun sa mga nalista mo, tignan mo ngayon, ano yung parang ang lakas ng dating sa'yo nito, nitong sinulat mong ito? Then it seems like that is pointing you to your passion na yan pa rin yung gusto mong gawin until now. Again, you can pause this show and answer these questions. The goal is for us to identify kung saan ka passionate and also to rekindle that fire within you. Now, before we proceed, let's listen first to my fellow podcaster dito sa The Abundance Network.
Hi, I'm Agirl.
I'm Joel, and we are
Mommy Said,
Daddy Said.
We would like to invite you to follow our podcast.
And join us in our heart-to-heart conversations as we talk about
relationships,
marriage,
parenting,
and everything in between, with the hopes that you too can make beautiful conversations.
Follow us on Spotify and our other social media platforms.
Like Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Just look for
Mommy Said,
Daddy Said.
Join us every Saturday
and be part of our conversation.
Let's do life together.
Let's continue. Number two is adult passion. Oops, teka lang. Hindi po ito romantic passion, alright? Ang ibig pong sabihin nito ay ito yung mga bagay na nagiging passionate ka bilang isang adult. Ito yung mga bagay na you love doing. Hindi naman necessarily mga bagay na araw-araw mong ginagawa, okay? Maari rin kasi na ito yung bagay na binabalikan mong gawin because you really love doing them. Like for example, may mga kilala ako, calligraphy. Na kapag weekend, nagkakaligraphy siya. Meron naman akong kilala na gumagawa siya ng poem. O kaya nagbe-bake siya, no? Kapag hindi na busy. Kadalasan kasi, we neglect these things. But when we develop true awareness of the love we have for them, it becomes easier to actually commit to doing it more. At yun ang gagawin natin, no? With that, we need to identify those things. Baka kasi hindi mo napapansin na, teka, dito pala ako passionate. Ito pala talaga ang gusto kong gawin. Alam nyo, mga katambay, no? May mga kakilala po ako na mas, alam nyo yun, mas nag-grow sila kung saan sila passionate dahil sa pandemic. Kasi nga, nawalan sila ng trabaho. And yung dating ginagawa lang nila tuwing weekend, ngayon, yun na yung ikinabubuhay nila. Yun na yung naging business nila. Ang galing, di ba? So, who knows? Baka ganun ka rin. Kaya it's good to identify it, no? So, again, activity tayo. Please answer these questions. Number one, what activities do you currently do that bring you pleasure and joy? Next question, what activities naman ang alam mong love mong ginagawa kaya lang hindi mo madalas nagagawa? Ayan, okay, malinaw yung tanong, ha? And the last question, what other aspects of life brings me joy, excitement, and that energize me? Balikan mo yung mga sagot mo, katambay, and read it, and then you'll notice that this is telling you, ito pala yung hindi ko madalas na ginagawa pero gustong-gusto kong ginagawa. Maybe you need to give more time to this activity. Baka ma-develop yan into your passion and point you to your purpose. All right? Now, let's move on. Another element is your gifts. You feel most alive and passionate about life when you are engaging with your greatest qualities. Tama? When you're at your best, diba? And your best qualities that you can offer sheds light on how you can make a difference in this world. Ang punot dulo pong sinasabi dito is, ito po yung strength mo. Your gifts are your strength. Ito yung bagay na capable kang gawin. Okay, baka isipin mo ha, Coach, wala ako niyan. Hindi po ako naniniwala diyan. Alam mo, ito ang gawin mo, ha? Kapag doubtful ka, kapag di ka naniniwala, may strength ka, no? Ang gawin mo, you ask your close friends. Ask them kung ano sa tingin nila ang top 3 qualities mo, best qualities mo. Kasi nga ang tendency na tayo mismo ay hindi aware sa mga greatest qualities natin. Kaya it's good to maybe go to your family, go to your, yung talagang tropa mo, yung best friend mo, mga kaibigan mo, and ask them of your top 3 best qualities. Alright? Now, activity ulit tayo. Ready ka na? Please answer this, katambay. First, list down your best qualities. Yung alam mo, okay? O kaya naman kung ano yung sinabi rin sa'yo ng mga kaibigan mo. Next, what comes easy for me that may be hard for others? Ayan, ang ganda nung tanong na yon, ha? Para makita mo na, ba, oo nga, meron pala akong kakayanan na wala rin ng iba. Yun pala yung strength ko. Then focus on that strength, katambay. Ito ha, sabihin ko po sa'yo kung ma-identify mo kung ano yung strength mo, use it palagi. Repetition develops to masterpiece. Tandaan mo yan, no? Repetition develops to mastery. Kung ano man yung passion mong yan, kung ano man yung strength mong yan, gamitin mo ng gamitin hanggang sa ma-master mo na siya. Alright? I'm excited for you, katambay. Let's move on. Another element is ang ating values. Dito medyo mag-spend ako ng more time talking about this. Minsan kasi, katambay, ang ating passions ay makikita sa mga bagay na nagpapainit ng ulo natin. Mga ikinaka-bad trip natin o kinakainis natin. Teka, don't take this negatively, okay? Kaya ka lang kasi naiinis or umiinit ang ulo ay dahil you care deeply about them. Alam nyo mga katambay, may mga tao po na super important sa kanila ang values. Kaya nga po, alam nyo yun, mayroon mga aktivista. Kapag feeling nila ay hindi na tama, kapag may mga nang aabuso na nai-ignite ang kanilang puso na makipaglaban. Ang perfect example po nito ay yung nangyayari ngayon na nalalapit na ang eleksyon, and you could see and read a lot of things in the social media now na mapapansin mo na may mga tao talagang sobrang eager mag-educate or maybe against a certain politician, lalo na kung hindi tama ang ginagawa nito. Lalo na kung, alam nyo yun, naaapakan na yung kung saan yung paninindigan nila. Diba? May mga tao po talaga that are dedicated. They dedicated their lives to making a difference in the world, local man yan or in a larger scale. These people are drawn to living in service of a cause because they allow their values and passions that pull their heartstrings to be their motivating force. Listen, the ills of the world moves them to action. Grabe, di ba? Ganun ka-importante itong values. May iba naman po na they direct their attention and passion closer to home. They may feel drawn to make a difference in the lives of individuals who seek to improve their lives in one way or another. They may be drawn to support and encourage family members or members of communities where they live and work. Nagigets nyo, katambay, yung about dito sa values. Ito yung what do you stand for? Ito yung paninindigan mo sa buhay. At kapag ito ay, alam mo yun, naapakan na or parang may hindi na tama, then doon ka nagiging passionate. Diba? With that, let's answer these questions. What do you care about so deeply that you feel drawn to participate? Next, ano yung change na gusto mong mangyari sa mundo? Next, what do you stand for? And last, in what way can you be the change that you want to see in the world? Grabe yung mga tanong, di ba? So please answer these questions, mga katambay. The fifth element is your dreams. Katambay, listen. Your dreams are calling you. Often, the key to unlocking both your passion and your purpose is to allow yourself to remember your dreams and go for them. Pursue it. Alam nyo, naniniwala po ako na deep inside, you know what you want. Let me give you two questions to answer, Katambay. First, if you could have anything you want, what would it be? Next naman ay, if I could do anything I want, what would it be? Tanungin lang kita, Katambay, nahirapan ka bang sagutin ito? If yes ang sagot mo ay dahil yan sa mga influences sa buhay mo, yung sitwasyon mo ngayon, at ang mga sinabi rin sa iyo ng ibang tao. Pero as you answer these questions, huwag mo munang isipin yung mga limitation na yan. Limitation na ibig sabihin, wala akong pera eh, kaya imposible. Wala akong panahon eh, kaya malabong mangyari. Hindi ako papayagan eh, kaya wag na lang. You know what? Huwag mo muna isipin yung mga limitation yan. Just go for it. Answer the question. Be honest. Alright? Alam nyo kasi deep down, we know what we want. Pero nasanay na lang kasi tayo na ini-ignore natin ito to the point na hindi mo na ito nanonotice. You see, many people held dreams and desires in the past, but their life experiences lead them to believe that what they wanted was not possible. And so, they stop allowing themselves to want it. Rediscovering those forgotten dreams, mga katambay, by writing them down, by writing down those desires, alam nyo, makakatulong. As you write them down, look at them, tapos you cross out kung ano yung feeling mo ay wala na yung longingness mo. Pero yung feeling mo naman na drawn ka, in circle mo, then pursue mo pa rin sila. Alright? Pursue it. There you have it. The five elements that could ignite your fire. At this point naman, I want to share to you quickly how to develop your passion. Okay? After mo nang malaman kung ano yung mga elements na pwedeng mag-alab muli ang iyong fire, ang iyong passion, how do you develop it naman? Okay? Now, you see, Katambay, passion is not something that you have or something that you find. It is actually something that you develop. Uulitin ko po yun, ha? Passion is not something that you have or find. It is something that you develop. Passion is cultivated. And it begins as an often undetectable interest. So with that, let me share to you six characteristics of passion development. Number one, passion often develops accidentally. Nagsimula siya dahil nagkaroon ka ng interest. May nakita kang nagsasayaw. May nakita kang nag-TikTok. May narinig kang kumakanta. May napanood ka sa YouTube na nagbe-bake. May nakita kang nagbabike or may narinig kang nagpodcast. Ngayon, naging interesado ka. May narinig kang speaker at na-inspire ka sa kanya. Kaya ano ang gagawin mo? Dahil naging interesado ka, you research how they do it. And then you start learning to do things about it. Number two, passion takes encouragement and exposure. In most cases, the initial encounter with the object of interest isn't enough. Kailangan na may encouragement. It takes multiple events and experiences that retrigger the interest over time. Kasi kung hindi, mawawala na lang din siya. Okay? Number three, passion isn't always enjoyable. Heads up, mga katambay. Nagsimula kasi siyang, alam mo yun, interesado ka. Okay? And sa una, ang saya. Pero as your interests develop into passion and you get more involved, it becomes more challenging. Mararamdaman mo na parang routine na lang siya, napaka-challenging na. But as the level of passion develops, the benefits outweigh the cost. Alam niyo, totoo ito, ha? Very good example lang nito is itong pagpa-podcast. Sa umpisa, okay pa, siya-saya ko. Pero habang tumatagal, parang, teka, it's really a commitment. Ngayon na nagiging passion ko na siya, I really have to do it. Kailangan ko talaga siyang bigyan ng panahon. Hindi siya basta-basta na lang, no? Pero tama yung sinabi dito, eh. The benefits outweigh the cost. Number four, passion doesn't require talent or skill at first. When we are first beginning at anything, it starts out at something na we're not good at. Di tayo magaling. Passion has to start with something like playing ka pa lang. A willingness to explore for curiosity's sake and not for the reward of being good at it. Tama naman, di ba? Alam nyo, this is what holds people back from developing their passion. It's their unwillingness to do something they're bad at. Which is very true. Kaya yung iba, ang bilis mag-give up, yung ang bilis sumuko, dahil sa umpisa nag-fail, sa umpisa hindi okay, sa umpisa reject. And dahil doon, parang ayaw na. Suko na. Alright? Again, passion is developed. Don't give up. Endure it, katambay. Your perseverance shall be rewarded. Believe in it. Next, passion takes practice. Kailangan mo ng time and effort, katambay, in order for your passion to be developed. You need to be committed to it. You need to be consistent as well. May saying nga tayo, di ba na, try and try until you succeed. No one is good naman kagad in the first try. You need to be dedicated, katambay. And number six, purpose amplifies passion. You see, when passion is directed toward a higher purpose, a higher level of meaning and fulfillment can be achieved. Purpose is the conviction that what you are doing matters. When you can see the impact your passionate efforts make, you feel even more strongly about what you do. At napakaganda po ng anim na itong characteristics na ito. And I pray that this will equip you, empower you, and bless you. As we end, I invite you to dive into knowing yourself more, for it will put clarity to what is your purpose in life. May knowing your personality type and kung saan ka passionate help you to know your life purpose. Now, let me share two quotes as we sa ating pagtatapos. First is coming from eventgreetings.com. Personality is every individual's signature trait. There will never be anyone like you. Therefore, hold on to what makes you so special as a person, a character, and a human being. Napakaganda. And here's the second one. It's from Bishop T.D. Jakes, and he said, "If you can't figure out your purpose, figure out your passion. For your passion will lead you right into your purpose." Let us pray, katambay, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, thank you so much for blessing us with this message. Again, just like what I've declared last episode, that in this journey, tatlo po tayo. Ako, Ikaw, Panginoon, and this person who's listening right now. What I can do is just to share to them my knowledge, but my knowledge is limited, O Lord God. And Ikaw, limitless. So we also ask you to help us, to journey with us, to point us to the right direction na dapat namin tahakin in this journey towards knowing our life purpose. We declare victory, Lord, and we declare blessings. with the prayers of Mama Mary and the prayers of our spiritual father, Saint Joseph. Maraming salamat po, Jesus, for being with us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Great job, Kakatambay, for doing this. I pray that this will help you big time as you pursue your purpose in life. Maraming salamat sa iyo for listening. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much, The Abundance Network. Thank you, Jesus. Stay great, guys. Be mightily blessed. Hey, Katambay. Next week, we will talk about naman what prevents us in knowing and doing our life purpose. Isa na namang napakagandang kwentuhan ito for sure. So don't miss it. Kita-kits ulit tayo sa Sabado sa ating tambayan.